Gotcha, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. The weekly question is, a rollicking or a gentle start? Always a conundrum, gentle one this week. What are you doing for the rest of your life? A Michel Legrand compo. And to quote the liner notes of this 77-78 recorded Jazz Depot album, quote, handled with grace and reverence by the intimate duo, Bobby Rose arpeggiating delicately as Pat Martino embellishes the somber melody as only he can, unquote. And that's all we need to know. Two guitarists having fun. Next, a big band, live at Ronnie Scott's. Full speed ahead.
Thank you. Jim Ruffin, the drummer.
Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, recorded live at Ronnie's, August 99, by the Woody Herman Orchestra, directed by Frank Tiberi. Woody himself died back in 87, but like so many of the well-known big bands, they survive their leader's passing, sometimes with mixed results, I must say, but this one was superb. Can you imagine sitting in the front row of Ronnie Scott's and having this 15-piece big band blasting that at you from 3 or 4 feet away, deaf for a week after that? The front cover, and I've just noticed this, has a picture of Big Ben from Westminster Bridge. Black cabs and double-decker buses all over the place. And I've just noticed Big Ben has been superimposed onto a massive clarinet. Questionable taste, I'd say. Next, time to reflect. Solitude, but not the Ellington Standard, but a Bruce Bath original. The pianist recorded this in 2000 for Double Time Records. Most of the album is a quintet, Solitude obviously being a piano solo. Saw Bruce Bath at the Pizza Express in Soho a couple of months ago, and the gig was recorded for a future album release. I clapped loudly, so I might be on it. This next album is called Frankly. You'll know the song, and from that, you can easily deduce the relevance of the Frankly title. Frankly, subtitled A Tribute to Sinatra, all songs associated with Frank, and that was, of course, Come Fly With Me, written specifically with Sinatra in mind by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn in 57, and it was the title song of Sinatra's 58 Capitol LP. On this occasion, it's recorded in December 93 in Copenhagen for Milestone Records, all either local boys or expats who enjoyed the city. Sinatra was still alive and performing when this was recorded. Per Goldschmidt, baritone, Tom Harrell, trumpet, Niels Landocki, piano, NHOP, of course, on bass, and Alvin Queen, drums. And we're going to hear from Mose Allison again, a song I couldn't quite fit into last week's tribute show. It's from his very last album, and he's joined by his daughter, Amy.
This new situation is breaking my heart. This new situation is tearing me apart. For I have tried and tried to make you realize I love you much too much to place our love in Dutch. This new situation is changing my plan. This new situation I just can't understand how I could still love you and know you're so untrue. For this new situation is you found somebody new. This new situation is driving me mad. This new situation is not the best I've had. For I have tried and tried to keep you satisfied. No matter what I do, I can't get through to you. This new situation is changing my plan. This new situation, I just can't understand how I could still love you and know you're so untrue. For this new situation, this new agitation, this new situation is you found somebody new.
Recorded July 2009 at the Garfield House, South Pasadena, California. This new situation had vocals by Mose and Amy Allison, Mose piano as well, of course, Greg Lice guitar. Mose's voice sounded quite frail there, I thought. This next song is called Toy Toy from an Enja album called African River. Abdullah Ibrahim wrote all of the music on this Rudy Van Gelder June 89 recorded album, African River, and it's all superb. Abdullah seems to have left his African roots behind somewhat these days. I know when we saw him at the Royal Festival Hall a couple of years ago, the music of that evening had none of the joy of this album or any of his early ones. That was Toy Toy, a phrase used to wish opera singers good luck, but it has a South African meaning too, a dance originating in Zimbabwe. Ibrahim piano, Robin Eubanks trombone, Horace Alexander Young alto, John Stubblefield tenor, Howard Johnson tuba, Buster Williams bass and Brian Adams drums. Here's a lovely, lovely vocal with just a pianist to accompany it. There Will Never Be Another You, sung by Michael Feinstein in May 2002, an album I chose because of the piano player, none other than George Shearing. We tend to think of Shearing with his enormously popular quintet of the 50s, but he's also been an accompanist to many great vocalists, Mel Torme, Peggy Lee, Nancy Wilson, and even Nat King Cole, and many more. Fabulously understated album. This next CD has the intriguing title of The Latin Side of John Coltrane. Thank you. recorded for Astor Place Records in New York in March 96, under the leadership of trombonist and the musical director on this album, Conrad Herwig. And, by the way, he plays a Bach Stradivarius trombone. It's all of Coltrane originals except for one traditional song. We've just heard Neymar, written in 57 for Train's first wife, Juanita Neymar Grubbs. Brian Lynch is on trumpet, Dave Valentin on flute, Gary Smulian baritone, Richie Barrock piano, and a lovely, lovely solo by him. John Benitez bass, Adam Cruz drums, and for that special Latin feel, the all-important bongos of Jose Clausel and conga of Milton Cardona. A genuinely new approach to Coltrane's music. Here's a jazz version of one of my all-time fave songs.
hopping on a moon shadow. I'm being followed by a moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow.
On the German ACT label, recorded in 2011 in Stockholm, with, amongst others, the Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra, with their, quote, friendly support. Niels Landgren, trombone and vocal, Michael Walney, piano, Lars Danielsson, bass, and Rasmus Kilberg, drums, plus Richard Galliano on accordion. That was, as I'm sure you know, Cat Stevens's Moonshadow. It's a great song, one of my faves, and I hope it's on your list too. I'm amazed this CD has survived, as it was in my brand new tractor, when a rocket, a firework rocket, I must add, not a Scud missile, obviously, when a large firework rocket went straight through the roof of this brand new tractor on bonfire night. I was away at the time, so I assume it was bonfire night. The following week, we had torrential rain, and the cab flooded. The CD was found floating in a cubbyhole, liner notes ruined, and the offending rocket tail still standing proudly upright in the roof. It's our Ellingtonian number. Phalanges, recorded in LA in September 52 for Verve. Its drummer, Louis Belson's second ever recording as a leader. Belson's profile was very high at the time, as he'd just left the Ellington Band after a short but very influential 22-month period that ended early in 52. Louis remained an Ellingtonian, with several guest appearances over the coming years. This is an all-star big band, so I'm going to rather rudely just give you the biggest names. Harry Sweets Edison, Maynard Ferguson, Benny Carter, Willie Smith, also a recent Ellingtonian, Jimmy Rolls, Barney Kessel, and the drummer, Louis Belson. Here's Red Garland, live at the Prelude. Red Garland, forever associated with his three-year stint in arguably the best ever Miles Davis quintet. Here he is on a newly released double CD of his October 59 gig at the Prelude Club in Harlem. Three sets in a single evening. That was the Basie theme song, 1 o'clock Jump. William Red Garland, piano, Jimmy Rouser, bass, and Charlie Spex Wright on drums. It's a bassist-led group next. Thank you. 1985, Rudy Van Gelder recorded New Note LP under the leadership of bassist Curtis Lundy, his first as a leader and one of only three he's ever recorded as a leader as far as I can see. That was a trio version of that bebop standard written by Dizzy and Bird, Sure Enough. Bobby Watson on alto and Steve Nelson on vibes sit out that number, as does the vocalist Carmen Lundy, Curtis's sister. So that leaves just Lundy on bass, Hank Jones on piano and Kenny Washington drums. But then again, what more do you need? It's penultimate time, and it's the Harmony Ensemble of New York. Fabulous CD, two versions of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. The first eight tracks are the Harmony Ensemble of New York's take on Tchaikovsky's music, his real music, and the rest of the album is their version of the Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn interpretation of Nutcracker Suite, and that's what we heard. Or just Toot Toot Tootie Toot, based on Dance of the Reed Pipes. Steve Richman conducts the ensemble, plus Lou Tobakin, tenor, Lou Soloff, trumpet, Bill Easley, clarinet, George Cables, piano, and Victor Lewis, drums. It's the last one, the very last one. Always a sad thought, now we're in the groove. This is Barbara Hendricks, and it's an EMI Classics CD called Tribute to Duke Ellington. Barbara, being an operatic soprano, means this isn't jazz, but she has a truly wonderful voice, and she's backed by Monty Alexander piano, Ira Coleman bass, and Ed Thigpen drums. Recorded at the 1994 Montreux Jazz Festival. Enjoy, Love You Madly.
Just like I said before, I love you madly. If you could see this happy you and me I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to let me see the day you say to me, I love you, love you madly. Love you madly, right or wrong, sounds like the lyrics of a song. And since it's so, I thought you ought to know, I love you, love you madly. Beneficial in the sea is not the theory for me, and that's for sure, just like I said before, I love you madly. If you could see this happy you and me I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to let me see the day you say to me, I love you, love you madly. I love you, love you madly. I love you, love you madly.
And as always, huge thanks for listening, and I really hope you can be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.